reading from the Gospel of Luke. In the days of King Herod of Judea, there was a priest named Zechariah who belonged to the priestly order of Abijah. His wife was a descendant of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. Both of them were righteous before God, living blamelessly according to all the commandments and regulations of the Lord, but they had no children because Elizabeth was barren and both were getting on in years. Once when he was serving as priest before God and his section was on duty, he was chosen by lot, according to the custom of the priesthood, to enter the sanctuary of the Lord and offer incense. Now, at the time of the incense offering, the whole assembly of the people was praying outside. Then there appeared to him an angel of the Lord, standing at the right side of the altar of incense. When Zechariah saw him, he was terrified, and fear overwhelmed him. But the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah, for your prayer has been heard. Your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you will name him John. You will have joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth, for he will be great in the sight of the Lord. He must never drink wine or strong drink, even before his birth. He will be filled with the Holy Spirit. He will turn many of the people of Israel to the Lord their God. With the spirit and power of Elijah, he will go before him to turn the hearts of parents to their children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the righteous, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord." Zechariah said to the angel, "How will I know that this is so? For I am an old man, and my wife is getting on in years." The angel replied, "I am Gabriel. I stand in the presence of God, and I have been sent to speak to you and to bring you this good news. But now, because you did not believe my words, which will be fulfilled in their time, you will become mute, unable to speak, until the day these things occur." Meanwhile, the people were waiting for Zechariah and wondered at his delay in the sanctuary. When he did come out, he could not speak to them, and they realized that he had seen a vision in the sanctuary. He kept motioning to them and remained unable to speak. When his time of service was ended, he went to his home. After those days, his wife Elizabeth conceived, and for 5 months she remained in seclusion. She said, "This is what the Lord has done for me when he looked favorably on me and took away the disgrace I have endured among the people." The Gospel of the Lord. Well, it's not hard, at least for me, to feel a certain sympathy for Zechariah. He'd obviously wanted children and prayed for them, because the angel says, "Your prayer has been heard." But he'd presumably given up hope, since he's shown here insisting that he and his wife are just too old to be able to start a family. And as rather elderly parents, they must have found it quite hard to cope with an infant when he did arrive. Because, well, we all know newborn babies need an awful lot of attention, and their parents rarely get an uninterrupted night's sleep at first. And somehow, in addition, it's kind of hard to imagine John as one of those happy, sociable babies, given what we know about him as an adult. I may be just unusually slow on the uptake, but I'd never really thought until now that the baby whose conception is announced in this passage was going to grow up to be the man we heard about in last Sunday's Gospel. And he's a rather alarming figure, preaching and practicing radical poverty, a diet that doesn't really inspire great enthusiasm, and a man who told the crowds that Jesus was coming to baptize in the Holy Spirit and in fire. It's a very different kind of personality from his cousin Jesus. Jesus obviously liked people, even disreputable people, even maybe especially disreputable people. And clearly Jesus had a compelling and attractive personality, which is not really something you'd say about John. But anyway, all that was in the future. What we're told about here centers on Zechariah, centers on his fear when he saw the angel and his reluctance to believe what that angel was telling him. Thinking in terms of the structure of the story, Luke, who's a great expert in this sort of thing, put Gabriel's two announcements of unexpected birth in quick succession because that let him bring out the similarities and the differences. In both cases, the arrival of the angel is alarming enough that both the recipients of his message, first Zechariah and then Mary, have to be reassured. Do not be afraid. Or as the King James Bible puts it, fear not. I have a weakness for that translation. I grew up with the King James Bible, and I find a lot of power in just those two syllables, fear not. And they're words we come across again and again in the Bible, because the encounter with God does fill people with, well, at best perplexity and at worst, actual terror. And there's nothing wrong with that in itself, because if there were, Zechariah and Mary and the shepherds and Simon Peter and many others wouldn't be offered reassurance. They'd be reproached. But that's not what happens. It's not his fear that is Zechariah's undoing. It's his skepticism. When his wife finds out that she is pregnant, she says, simply and wonderfully, "This is what the Lord has done for me." Mary, even more wonderfully, says, "Let it be with me according to your word." But Zechariah doubts. He's prayed for a child, and now that his prayer has been answered, he can't quite bring himself to believe it. Well, as usual with the gospel, there's a lesson here for us, and a lesson that we need to take to heart. We pray, we ask God for special favors, but all too often, we don't really expect him to come through. It's some consolation to realize that we've got an awful lot of company in our doubts and fears. In fact, the only person who just said yes was Mary, and even she asked, "How can this be?" But when it came to the point that she asked her son to do something for her at the wedding in Cana, and he seemed to say, "No, I won't," she was quite sure, all the same, that she would do it, that he would do it. She wasn't afraid. Well, it's not a bad definition of faith, that, is it? Faith means not being afraid. Zechariah, in time, did overcome his doubts and his fears. One thing we need to do is learn to be patient with ourselves, to accept our limitations, accept our reluctance sometimes to take God at his word. As we prepare to celebrate Jesus' birth again, so close to us now, we would do well to take this as our watchword. Don't be afraid. Your prayer has been heard.